This is The Catch-Up on Hit. With Flick
and Tim. Huge week of international affairs, one relationship in particular.
Kim Jong-un finally sat down with Mr. Donald Trump himself. They actually agreed on something. They signed on the dotted line, and it's come out that the thing that got Kim over the line was Trump actually made a professional Hollywood trailer flick.
Is that what got him over the line?
Apparently,
really?
A four-minute Hollywood trailer to convince him about, like, how great it would be if they worked together. And I was thinking we should do the same for the people of Central Victoria.
That trailer made no sense. And yet it's breaking down international nuclear weapon rules, apparently. We've got to wait and see.
We'll see what happens. If you have a problem in your life and you think that a trailer could help, we want to make a trailer for you. It's simple as that.
13, 12, 16. Nick needs some help. There's a situation Nick wants a trailer for. What is it?
Well, I want to convince my girlfriend to get a dog. So I think a trailer would help that. The cute time, sort of like the trailer for Marley and Me, but without the dog dying again.
Such a spoiler alert! It is a horrific movie for anyone that loves dogs. So you want something cutesy pootsy and convincing?
Yeah. Sort of the nice part, like not picking up the poo and things like that, but the cute bits where he lies with you on the couch and stuff.
Nick, are there any main issues that your girlfriend has with the idea of a dog?
Well, she's allergic.
Okay, that is a hurdle.
Something to think about. But we've also got Amanda.
We've got Amanda on the line. Who do you need a trailer to convince, Amanda?
To get my 12 and 14-year-old boys to clean their rooms and do their homework.
Ooh, that's a challenge and a half, Amanda.
Certainly is.
How dire is the situation? What's stopping them?
Electronics, in one word.
Which ones in particular? Is it like, this is how out of touch I am. Game Boys?
No, just watching YouTube videos, playing his Xbox, and anything except homework and cleaning their room.
All right, this is quite the challenge.
I like it.
Yeah. Let's embark on it.
I think we could make a trailer that could help you, Amanda.
I reckon we can do it.
That would be awesome.
Can you give us 20?
That would be amazing.
24 hours?
Go. I can, no worries.
Can All we right. get the names of your sons?
Yes, Riley and Sam.
Now, Riley and Sam, what are they watching on YouTube? Just for a bit of background, what do you think they're watching?
Yeah, we need some info.
Sam's into a lot of soccer kind of videos, you know, doing soccer trick shots and all that kind of stuff. He plays soccer on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. And Riley's just quite outdoorsy, like he likes playing in the dam and playing with mud. Riley's very creative.
All right.
Very hands-on, very kinesthetic.
They're very messy people as well, though. That's the challenge.
Yes, definitely.
All right, Amanda, you've left us with quite the challenge. 24 hours. Tim, do you reckon we can do this? Is this
achievable? I think we can do it. We can make a difference.
If Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump can shake hands and look awkward like that in so many photos, we've got this trailer down pat.
Two radio hosts. One Amanda and one hell of a lot of homework.
Thanks, Amanda.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
And it's only June, but around the corner is tax return time. Tim, are you excited to get some money back?
Yeah, if I do get money back, I never know. It's always a surprise.
We're getting to that age where it's not a given. We're not working 3 hours a week. But it is tax return time, and if you get money back, people want to get in on that. Not just businesses, some dodgy people as well. Someone who's not dodgy but knows a lot more about it, Ben Sathananthan from the Hit Bendigo newsroom. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, Flick. Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Hey, are you expecting your tax return this year?
I am. I still don't earn enough, so I'm going to get probably, you know, $1,000, which is pretty good this time of year.
That's sweetener.
Yeah, nice little holiday, you know, long weekend, sort of thing, so it'd be good.
Always something to look forward to.
Yeah.
But, Tim, you might not know this, there's a few scams that come around this time of year, particularly in Bendigo, where people get called up out of the blue, they get emails and messages. Ben, what do we do at tax time to avoid being scammed?
Basically, any emails that you're going to get or text messages or phone calls for that matter, you've basically just got to treat everything with total skepticism, which I love. I totally like being skeptical about everything. So most of the scams that you're going to see popping around at this time of year are usually from organisations like the ATO, ASIC, which is the Australian Security and Investments Commission, MyGov, which is where you do your tax returns if you do them online, or your bank. So I know that I've received in past years, I'm with the Commonwealth Bank, and I'll get emails from them from dodgy email addresses, and they'll say stuff like, oh, you've got to click on this link to access your tax return.
Okay, so it's not actually from ASIC and those things.
So
no,
like in quotation.
In quotation. So
okay,
basically.
Right. So I was going to say, I was like, I didn't think that ASIC was running scams now.
No. So basically what they do is they make, they get real emails. They make it look exactly like the real copies. And then they get you to click on the links, which take you to a fake page, and they'll get you to type in like your password or your credit card details, that sort of thing. And then they'll get your details and they'll scam you for your money.
So how do you know the real ones from the fake ones?
So there's a couple of things. Like, you usually look for spelling mistakes and that sort of thing. I found that they get my name wrong quite often. So
which they shouldn't if they're the government.
Yeah, exactly. So you usually know with that sort of thing, or they'll get like simple words wrong. So you usually know through that. Or if you dig a little bit deeper, you look at some of the email addresses they use. The email addresses will be like a random jumble of letters, that sort of thing. Okay. Then you know they're incorrect also. But basically, just if you get any emails from these organizations, don't click on them, because most of the time they won't send you emails out of the blue. So just treat everything with complete skepticism.
Oh, I like it. We've got a skeptical hat on. Thanks so much, Ben. South and Anthem from the Hit Bendigo newsroom on Hit FM.
We've just come off the back of a long weekend, and me and the new girlfriend.
Oh, congrats.
We decided that we were going to go camping.
I won't prod. I won't, you know.
Okay. So we decided that we were going to go camping, and Megan decided, I said, I'm going to organize the gear because I've got all the camping gear.
You're an outdoorsy type.
I've got some bits and pieces. And she said, I'm going to find a spot, because she's from Bendigo, so she knows Central Victoria much better than I do.
Is she an outdoorsy type too?
She likes it. Yeah, she likes it, but it's not a part of her regular repertoire.
Yeah, nice.
So it was a good thing to do, yeah.
That's great.
So she found this spot called Arcadia Streams. Have you heard of it, Flip?
No, I've never been there.
Most people, in fact, everybody that I've spoken to, has not been there. So I'm sure there are some people who go there. But yeah, it seems to be off the beaten path of the touristy places to go camping. And we headed out there. Now, I was driving, which meant that we were going in my car. And Flick, you have seen my car.
It's a Honda Jazz. And there's absolutely a great car, and there are a lot of people that drive the Jazz.
I love my Honda Jazz.
I wouldn't say it's the bush bashing vehicle that you'd need, right?
It is a beautiful little car. In fact, I refer to my little Honda Jazz as the Princess Jasmine, Flick.
Not a good sign for what you were trying to embark on. So what happened?
So we get to the kind of like the start of the area, and we have to turn off and we have to go down a dirt road, which very, very quickly turns into a complete four-wheel drive trail. Now,
And you didn't reverse.
I didn't reverse. Okay. No. Show
right,
no
so
fear.
So that's where the story is. You've chosen your own adventure, and this is where we're at.
Pick your own adventure, yeah. Four-wheel drive trail, tiny little Honda Silver Jazz.
You got bogged, right?
And it had been raining.
Yeah.
So there are 1 foot deep, like, hot potholes and trails filled with water, literally filled with thick mud. As soon as we started to drive, literally the very first one, I'm like, I wonder how we're going to go getting through this. The very first one, we're like 20 metres into the trail. Boom, instant bog.
What happened?
Megan and I both look at each other. Now, Megan, you've met Megan
Well. She's lovely, really lovely.
If you were to describe Megan physically in one word, what would the word be?
Oh, she's quite small. She's petite.
She's a small girl, yes. She's 5 foot nothing. She weighs 45 kilos.
I don't need to say that I am, okay.
But she's light. She's a small person.
Yeah.
Megan looked at me and she goes, I reckon I can push us out of this.
What?
And so I stayed in the car and I went, really?
You stayed in the car.
I stayed in the car.
You stayed in the car. To do what? Steer?
Yes. And to put my foot gently on the accelerator.
It's a challenge. It's such a challenge.
And,
gently
and
accelerating.
Little Megan gets out of the car, goes around the back, pushes the car, slides the car, pushes the car and moves the car out of the bog, slides it out of the track thing. She unbogged us, Flick. I was totally...
Tim, the whole thing
she stepped up her game.
You let her do that. Meanwhile, you're sitting in the car. What was your car called again? Your Honda Jazz?
The Princess Jasmine.
Yeah, you're sitting in there listening to this. And this is just going on in the background. Megan's getting covered in mud.
I mean, it's a great view from inside the car.
No one can. This is my bit, Megan. Keep it down back there, please. This.
What's going on, y'all? This is Post Malone.
Post Malone in Vegas.
Smashing records all over the world, Post Malone's number one album, Beer Bongs and Bentleys, is out now.
If you want to score the trip of a lifetime with you and your best mate to Las Vegas, yeah, the one in America, to see Post Malone live, stay in Sin City and have a great time. Hit.com.au, become a Hit VIP right now because this goes off today.
Yeah, this is the time to do it as well, I reckon. If you want to do it that, like, I'm not a uni student anymore, but that last second before the deadline is due, it's now. It's right now.
Always bring me luck. C's get degrees.
Hey, Post Malone, I don't know if you spotted this flick, but Posty, he's actually just got some brand new ink.
I couldn't not spot it because it's so noticeable. Prominent. It's such a special spot.
So he's got two new tattoos underneath his eyes on his face. And the two new tattoos say under one eye it says the word always. And under the other eye, it says the word tired. Always tired on his face.
It's a little message. So if he ever does get some sleep, it won't matter because he's already made his bed.
I'm going to call this right now. I like a lot of tattoos. I don't have any tattoos, but when my friends get them, I often like them. I think that they can be really artistic. I like when they're nice messages. This is a bad tattoo.
It's a face tattoo, which is already in you know, dangerous territory. It's like, well, you got to live and work with that one. You are Post Malone. Doesn't look like you're going to be getting an office job anytime soon.
He's going to be retired one day. He's going to be retired, not doing much, still with a face that says always tired.
Remember, if you want to see these tattoos live in person, hit.com.au. We're talking bad tattoos.
There's got to be other bad tattoos out there. There are a lot of tattoos across central Victoria. I want to put it out there, 13, 12, 16. Do you have a bad tattoo?
Marie, you've got a bad tattoo. What's your bad tattoo?
My friends and I, when we were younger, went around America and we decided to get like a commemorative America, you know, tattoo, and they're all matching. But we've got each other's initials. And yeah, now I wish that I only had one of those friends' initials.
There's been a friend breakup.
That always happens.
Yeah.
That's natural, but now you've got the ink to remind you of it.
They call it the kiss of death.
No, what are the initials of the ones that you wish wasn't there?
It's M.
Just the M? M?
Yeah.
Oh, that could be anything. Money. Yeah. Monopoly.
Get a second M and say it's an ode to little chocolates.
But I do look at it and think fondly of the trip and, you know, that chapter in my life. So it's not all bad.
Oh, turn a negative to a positive, Marie. So 13, 12, 16. What's your bad tattoo?
Yeah, keep them coming.
Cam, explain your bad tattoo.
Once when we were 16, my friend got a tattoo gun, which at the time sounded like a fantastic idea. And one night we went back to his house and decided to tattoo the old, like, I guess like the old non-smartphone winky emoji and a crown on my butt cheek.
Who would have known that emojis would evolve so far?
Oh, God.
I know.
Damn. And also with like a prison-issued tattoo gun by the sounds of it.
It definitely was.
Have you had a few more tattoos since then, Cam?
I have. I recently got the Bendigo Popperhead tattooed on my hand, which everybody has been giving me grief for, but I like it.
That's a fabulous tat.
I think that's a great tattoo.
A lot of people have just basic geometric shapes, and this is a beautiful geometric shape that represents, you know, the town you love.
Yeah, so be quiet there, Harry Anderson.
And over the weekend, got away with the family. Went down to Phillip Island, and my sister, who's gorgeous, is also single and on Tinder. And I got to experience firsthand the life of someone using Tinder. Now, this was not in Bendigo, obviously, so this isn't
a person. On Phillip Island?
Yeah.
How many people live on Phillip Island?
Oh, I wouldn't know. Not well, because there's a lot of tourist population, so it fluctuates.
Okay.
But the thing is, like, it's a different part of the world, and I noticed some trends, because she said to me, she's like, look, I'm tired of swiping, so you have a go. And I went, oh, you're beautiful. You surely there's someone that you can match with on here. And I was like, oh, swipe left, swipe left, swipe. Like, this is very repetitive.
Wow.
I was like, where are we going? And I noticed five consistent things that I think should be avoided if you're a male.
Okay.
And you've got a Tinder profile.
I'm all ears. I have recently shut down the old Tinder account, but hey.
It's gone.
It's good to know.
It's good to know. And there's lots of people listening right now that are probably just going through the Tinder profile early in the morning. Is it an early in the morning thing? Or is it an all time of day thing?
Look, it depends on your lifestyle, just how addicted you are to the app itself.
Doesn't discriminate. Here's five things you should avoid if you're a dude on Tinder. One, sunglasses. Wearing sunglasses in every single photo.
Oh, all the photos?
Every single photo.
Dudes are doing that in every photo.
Mainly Oakleys as well. Eyes are the window to the soul. And if you're wearing sunglasses the whole time, I'm like, doesn't have a soul.
Mm.
Yeah. Two, your kids don't need to be a feature in the photos. Yeah, absolutely. It's perfectly normal for you to say, you know, I'm a dad with two kids. I run around Betty and Susie on the weekend. Don't know if anyone's got two kids in the modern age called Betty and Susie. Don't need to put their photos and their faces on your Tinder profile.
You think the kids should exist in the bio?
They
Is that what you're saying?
Because they don't really, they don't know they're there, you know. They don't know that they're on a dating website, effectively. Be classy. If you do, if it's a great photo of you, though, maybe like, but I look great in this, put some stickers over the kids' faces.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's absolutely fine. Keep it classy. Number three, this one's quite obvious, though, guns. Whilst you may be like a hunter or something, like you might go farm, you know, shooting. I don't know. I don't know the world.
Yeah, people go hunting.
Bring it up in conversation. Maybe not like the first picture. It's just like, here's my gun collection. Like that's...
You think that's too much?
Well, some
girls, some girls like that though, don't they?
True.
I mean, that's never existed in my.
Have you got? Is your
no,
first
I don't
just
own guns.
Your gun
no.
collection. This one's another obvious one though. Number four is nothing but a gut shot. Now,
no
one photo, and it's literally just a torso, a headless torso. What are you getting into there?
Was
like, what's
buff?
The relationship? Are you literally going to force the woman to talk to your chest because we can't see your head?
Maybe he's really tall.
Maybe. Get used to seeing this because I'm 8'3". And finally, this is a big pet peeve, is when you only have photos of a sea of men and no indication of which one you are. This is not Where's Wally.
And this goes for girls as well, because when I was on it, so often you have to be like CSI Miami trying to triangulate which face pops up in every single photo.
That's it. No sea of men. Which brings me to my number six. Actually, no, I don't need to say that one. No, sea of men. Yeah, never mind. Big stuff happened this week. Ariana Grande has gotten engaged. We're so excited for her. It's a quick turnaround, I know.
Is she crazy, right?
I know. So she, bit of backstory, Ariana Grande, singer, you know her, has been dating for approximately 3 weeks. Pete Davidson, who is a cast member of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, he's a comedian, he's a writer, he's a funny guy.
Funny guy.
She was in a relationship for like 2 years with a rapper. Was it Mac Miller?
Yeah, and they split. It was unpleasant online. But look, they're in love and they're getting engaged.
Three weeks?
She's got a $120,000 wedding ring on her finger.
Oh,
that's a commitment. That's a commitment and a half. But I've seen a few things floating around. I've obviously been doing my Teen Vogue reading because I love that so much. And some people are saying that he's just an impulsive kind of guy, that he just wanted to get this over and done with. Other people are saying that they're truly in love and they thought, why wait? But I reckon it's not that common, but maybe she's just saving herself for marriage.
And that's why she's getting engaged?
She was just waiting till the right time. And that was in her mind. I reckon that's why it's been a quick turnaround.
Because she wants to jump into things and she wants to save herself to a marriage. You think that Ariana Grande is saving herself to a marriage flick? You think she's doing a Britney Spears right now?
Yes, I believe that she's saving...
Have you heard an Ariana Grande song?
Of course, I absolutely adore her music.
Flick, Side to Side.
Been there all day. Ariana, great song.
Yeah, I've been there all day, I've been there all night, and boy, you've got me walking side to side. What do you think that song is about, Flick?
Could mean absolutely anything.
She's not saying... Okay, you want to go further back into the history of her music?
Horse riding, maybe.
2015, what about her song Bang Bang? What do you think that song's about, huh?
Gun law reform?
2014, Love Me Harder.
Yeah, look, I
rest my case.
I think you're right. I'll go back to Teen Vogue and
there's not a lot that she's got saved.
There's a track record for that, isn't there?